Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, 88.9 FM. And it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello. Haven't been here for a while.
You haven't for a couple of weeks, I guess. So yeah,
I was unavailable to see you. And you were unavailable. And, but here we are, back in the saddle. So I did see two movies.
Okay.
Believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Well, 2 weeks. I saw two movies. And I must admit, they were almost polar opposites of each other. But they were both good. Mm-hmm. One of them was excellent, and one was just kind of fun and funny. Mm-hmm. So I'll talk about the excellent one first, and it's called Maiden, as in, well, the word maiden. Mm-hmm. And it's a documentary about a young woman and her all-female crew who entered the Whitbread Round the World Sailing Race.
Oh.
In 1989, I think. Mm-hmm. Not sure why it took so long to get this made or released, but in any event, it's out there now. And it's incredible. It's just I went with a couple of women friends, mm-hmm. and we were all like just blown away by the young woman whose name is Tracy Edwards, and who is no longer a young woman, because at the time that this happened, she was in her late 20s.
Okay.
She had not very much sailing experience. I think she'd been like a cook on one of these Whitbread races. They only happen every 3 years. So she had 3 years to get ready for this, and she just got it into her head that I'm going to do this with an all-female crew. So she became, of course, much better at sailing and navigating and being the captain. And after, of course, much discouragement and people saying, well, you can't do that. You're mm-hmm. girls. And they also had to come up with funding. It's a very expensive proposition. And they had kind of no funding to begin with, and they needed to buy a boat and many, many other things. That there was also probably a big fat entrance fee just to get into the race. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, she began this process when she was 24, and at age 27, here she was, you know, helming this boat, a big boat, a big mm-hmm. sailing boat, and her something like 10 crew members, all women, on this crazy round-the-world sailboat race. It was in four legs, mm-hmm. as they say. And the first leg, you know, they did okay. Maybe I won't spoil the rest of it. Anyway, so they talk about and show lots of video footage from the race itself, mm-hmm. and before the race and a little bit after the race. So it was thrilling. It was just thrilling. And at the end, you know, very emotionally, it was a great bit of a too hanky.
Okay. Empowering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But I would say, you know, men and women would like it. And you don't need 1 minute of experience or knowledge about sailing mm-hmm. the high seas, but I must admit, my friends and I, we were watching, there were waves, you know, the size of Mount Orford.
Oh, wow.
That they were navigating with like very little experience and almost no, I mean, you know, that women in general have lots less upper body strength mm-hmm. than men, so they were incredible. They were absolutely incredible. The only thing that I thought I might like to see, and again, my two friends said, oh no, it was just perfect as it was. But I personally think I would have appreciated something at the end of the film about the what happened with the team, what mm-hmm. happened in terms of other women, all female crews that would have come later on. I mean, did this start a trend?
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, and more particularly, you know, what became of the individuals involved, like this Tracy Edwards, as I say, was 24, and she was one of several people interviewed in the present time, and this was how many years? 30 years ago or so. So it was anyway. So she was 30 years older,
right? Yeah,
and very very eloquent and. In terms of talking about the story and the hits and pictures from her childhood and her growing up and so on. Anyway, fascinating, fascinating film. Highly recommended. And who knows how long it'll be there.
It's just...
Well, but the nice thing is that as long as it is there, it will only be in English. There is no French version to show. So for everybody out there who enjoys a really good movie, this is one to go and see. And again, it's called Maiden, being the name of their boat.
Good.
So that's a like an A plus movie, and Rotten Tomatoes folks agreed. Their critical consensus was 98%. Which is amazing. I mean, really high.
It
like
is.
It doesn't get any better than that.
No.
And the audience score was 97%.
Wow.
And again, it's not, they don't always go together. Sometimes critics love a movie and the audiences are left a little uninterested, and vice versa. And in this case, both the critics and the audiences said this is a dynamite film.
Nice.
Yep. So that would be certainly on my my must-see list for everybody in the area who likes to go to the movies and would like to see a terrific movie. And the other one, which we did see, excuse me, we meaning my husband and I, not my women friends, is called Zombieland.
Okay.
double tap. And this is a follow-up, it's a sequel to the movie called Zombieland that came out, a few years ago, not that many, but long, maybe 5 years ago. And it has the same cast, which is a really good cast. Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Abigail Breslin, and Emma Stone. So... they're still in Zombieland, this foursome. They're still together, and they meet many others along the way who are also kind of, you know, stumbling through Zombieland. It's very funny.
Good.
Two things. It's very funny, and it's very violent.
Violent and funny.
You know, choose if you say, I hate violent movies, you probably won't like this. But if you can kind of realize that it's kind of cartoon violence, and enjoy the humor and the performances, then I would say yes. My initial reaction when I first saw it, because there's a really violent scene right off the bat, and I said, have I made a mistake going to this? But then, at least in my opinion, it improves. Audiences are enjoying it, apparently. 89% give it a kind of a thumbs up. Critics, it's a respectable 67%, which is not what they call certified fresh, but it's pretty good. So you have critics being a little more critical, I think, than the audiences are. But I think the average audience would really, again, unless you have a real issue with violence on screen, and I know a lot of people do, then, you know, it's pretty good. So this actually is more than 5 years ago. It was a decade when the first Zombieland movie came out, 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize it was quite that long. So this is a sequel, and they're talking about comic mayhem that stretches from the White House and through the heartland. And the four principals must face off against many new kinds of zombies that have evolved since the first movie 10 years ago. And there's one newcomer in this who plays someone who's been, she's been holed up in a freezer in a mall for years. Mm. And she always has her coat on because somehow she couldn't quite figure out how to turn off the... And she is hilarious. She's obviously considered sort of a valley girl, California, the stereotype, bubblehead. But she is so funny. And she's somebody I had not seen before named Zoe Deutsch. Mm. So... Look for that name in upcoming movies. She is, she actually kind of steals the show.
Oh, nice.
Whatever she does. Mm-hmm. And the others are solid actors and actresses, so she has to be pretty good, as I say, to steal the show. So, again, recommended, unless you're really queasy. The other movies that are... happening locally, here we go, at the Maison de Cinema, coming, here we go. Okay, here. So, locally and at the moment, there is a movie called, what's it called in English? In French, it's Mortel, Application Mortel, which frankly didn't interest me, but it is playing in English. And it's about an app that people have that tells them when they're going to die.
Oh, wow. Kind of morbid.
I might wait for the TV showing. Other movies that, sadly, there's a few movies that I had really hoped to see, but I was gone for a week and didn't. Abominable, the cartoon, it's ending, and it has been only in French for the past week or so. Downton Abbey is now only in French, and it's ending. They brought back Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Quentin Tarantino film. It returned. It was gone. And then it came back in English. And I suspect that was to allow people who were movie aficionados to see it, because it's likely to be nominated for one or several Academy Awards.
Probably.
And that's coming up soon. The Joker, which I talked to some length about last time, and again, highly recommended it, although, once again, violence plays a you know, a big role in the movie. That's there in French and English, which is good. The Addams Family, that I was really hoping to see, I missed my chance, and by the time I got back from being away, it was only in French.
Okay.
Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, which is a Disney movie with Angelina Jolie, and... Michelle Pfeiffer, another beautiful woman who is not young anymore, but still very beautiful. That is playing downtown. That didn't get particularly good reviews on the Rotten Tomatoes site, which is many reviews, but from the previews that I've seen, I'm thinking it might still be worth a look-see. And this movie, Zombieland, is still there in French and English. And the movie that I was talking about earlier, Maiden, where did that go? I'm not sure, honestly, how long that will be there. It seems to be in a special category called Ciné Plus.
Okay.
And it... I'm not, again, it's, I don't even see it here on the website as being among the ones that are showing, so it would be sad, but it's possible that it is simply no longer available. But if you can catch it somewhere else, do.
Worth
again,
it.
Call Maiden. Yep. And movies that are on their way, we have, starting on November 1st, in English, we have a new Terminator movie.
Oh, okay. That should be quite popular. Terminator.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, one would think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the, what's it called? Dark Fate. That's what it says. Dark Terminator, Dark Fate. And it's James Cameron back as the director. He directed the first Terminator has, you know, like many movies which are popular, sometimes have been picked up by other studios, other directors, and they're not quite the same. I think this is a genuine sequel to the first one. The very famous Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, who plays the Terminator. And they've also brought back his co-star from that movie, who hasn't been in one of these Terminator movies for Terminator Dark Fate for quite a while. And I'm staring at her picture and I can't remember. Anyway, she was the original woman in the Terminator saga. She plays the savior of humankind. And so she's back, and the Terminator himself, Schwarzenegger, is also back. Although my sense of in watching the previews is that he has less to do in this movie. You know, they brought him in and he has a role to play, but he's not one of the principals, as far as I can tell. They have, they have new people coming in. So I will go see that.
Okay.
My husband will go see that, but I probably won't be able to get my my women friends to join me on this one. So that is coming on Friday in English and French, but mostly English, as far as which is good for us. Let's see what else is on. Also on the 1st, there's nothing else in English. And it's kind of sad because there's one movie which has just been getting stellar reviews and critical acclaim, called Parasite. And it's a movie which is in, I think it might be Japanese. And the preview that we saw in the theaters, it was in Japanese, but with English subtitles.
Okay.
And we thought, okay, so we can go see this and know what's going on. But I'm pretty sure what's happened is when it opens on Friday, it will still be in Japanese, but the subtitles will be French.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate because this movie is just being considered like, you know, one of the best movies of the year, of the decade, and so on. It's directed by someone I've never heard of before, a big award winner at the Toronto International Film Festival and many others. So, unfortunately, unavailable in English. And that's it in terms of the coming week. After this week, in other words, not this Friday, but next Friday, the 8th, there are several movies coming in English.
Oh, that's good to know.
I guess it's still just a little warning that there's still construction really close to the theater. Pretty much blocking entrance to their, they have at least two big parking lots, and it's really difficult. I think one of them is simply out of, it's just unavailable, and one is harder to get to. I always park over at the SAQ in their parking lot, which is not as big, and it requires crossing a couple of streets, but I figure that's better than trying to wander around and figure out how to get to the parking closer to the theater. But there is parking close to the theater if you are prepared to follow the instructions and get there. And I honestly don't know how much longer this will continue. It seems like a very big project.
It is, I think,
in that part of town. So you want to leave a little extra time, maybe.
Exactly.
In case you're exactly, wandering around looking for parking or how to get into the parking lot. And again, always a good deal if you go and buy a package of 8 passes, movie mm-hmm. passes, for $56. They're good forever. You can use more than one at a time if you have people that you're going to the theater with. And it's a deal. It's absolutely a deal. So I would say try and get downtown. Pay no attention to the construction issues. And you'll have a pretty good viewing experience. I'm looking again at this page and I simply don't see the movie Maiden. What a shame. Mm. It could be that it was just a very limited run of a week or even less.
Mm-hmm.
But catch it somewhere else if you can.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's it for me.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.